The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Anybody who's ever had any trouble losing weight, today's episode is super important for you because the FDA just approved a drug that they say is a game changer for those who are suffering from obesity or close to it. So I can't wait to talk about that. Also, Automatic and Anthony A, we're very excited about this. You can smoke pot and make money. Hey! Need a new job? Well, this might be for you.
It's a new America!
And then finally, Kim Kardashian is explaining why she's leaving Kanye West. We have the audio. We're going to play it in today's podcast. Let's listen now. I know it's early in the morning on a Tuesday, but I have a question for you, DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Why is it so hard for men to express their love to their partner? Again, it's Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
I don't know where you're going with this. Once again, DJ Automatic.
I don't know what you did, DJ Automatic.
That's what I'm like. Okay, what did I do now?
I go by Anthony A.
Nothing. So I was playing around, and I had DJ Automatic's phone. And I, you know, I posted this this funny, I thought it was cute. I wrote this thing and it says, my wife, Dana Cortez, is the most amazing woman in the universe. I'm the luckiest man on earth. It was a joke, right? But it got a lot of response. Women were like, that's the most beautiful thing. My man never does anything like that. While other men were like, what did you do?
What did you do wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he got hacked.
Yeah, so for me, it was, got hacked, dude.
It was me hacking. But my thing is, like, why are so many women just blown away that you would have thought of doing that, even though it wasn't you?
Not to burst their bubble, but I didn't think of doing it. But I left it up because I was like, damn, this is getting a lot of likes, a lot of...
Why?
Because men don't do that, Dana.
Why not?
Because it's not in our nature to do that. And the reason why is it's not who we are. You don't have to broadcast your love. That's a nuance to us. Our grandfathers didn't have to do that. You used to just be able
I'm
to send
talk about your grandfather.
Well, no, but he's saying it's not normal. It's not I don't normal even for remember how, to... hearing my dad be like to my mom, like, hey, I love you. I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah. But that you
tell
me all
I saw him like
kiss
like twice in my life.
You ran into them in the room, didn't you? Run into
the
bedroom.
Besides that kind of kissing, that was different. I'm talking about like being like you know intimate in public.
Yeah,
well, you tell me you love me all the time.
In private, though, it's new for us to post it on our public life. It's a vulnerable thing for us men.
And I'm not gonna lie, when you do that kind of stuff on social media, it puts a lot of pressure on me. I feel like I'm like, oh, I gotta be like emotional guy now. I gotta like post I love you or put like you're. I posted a red heart underneath one of your things the other day. I was like, what have I become?
I think that a lot of women feel like me. And once in a while, we would like to see that expression on social media from our partners. Maybe it's something
we talk
about later. But then some
guys don't like to post their girls. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, too.
You have to learn how to adapt as men, though. All right? We can't keep making excuses.
Yeah, because you just said, my dad never told you. Tell me you love me every day.
Well, I'm different.
You're advancing. You're becoming more in tune with your feminine side. All right, National Day.
See, that's why I don't like going like
that. That's a good thing, Automatic.
It is. Anthony's always been in tune with his feminine side since I met him.
Since day one, dude.
National Day.
We'll start off with National Best Friend Day.
Aw, DJ Automatic, you're my best friend.
Aww. Shout out to my best puppy friend, Metro. You're my best friend. I appreciate you, big dog. That. We also have National Call Your Doctor Day, the second Tuesday in every June. Reminding you to get little checkups if you need them, okay?
Okay, all right.
But we'll wrap it up on National Name Your Poison Day.
Oh, I know what that is. That back in the day, the bartender, when you pull up to the bartender, they ask you, name your poison. Is that
pick
it?
Your poison.
Is it pick your poison or name your poison?
Well, originally it was nominate your poison, and this goes as far back as 1914. So there was pick your poison, choose your poison, or name your poison.
Okay, so name your poison.
I'm a vodka guy and sometimes tequila.
All right, Automatic. Anthony A.
White women with big booties.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, listen to Khloe talking about Kim Kardashian and her decision to leave Kanye West.
Kim is one of the most incredible human beings, literally ever, and she tries to protect their union at all costs. But it's hard when you carry that responsibility on your shoulders.
Aye, aye, aye. So we actually have audio of Kim Kardashian explaining why she filed for divorce from Kanye. I'm going to play that for you in a little bit. First, though, celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
TV actress Francesca Capaldi celebrating her birthday. YouTube star Roseanne Panzino celebrating her birthday. And the one, the only Kanye West celebrating his birthday.
Hey, all right, let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion, who reappeared on social media yesterday in a bright blue bikini, no makeup, hair looking right. She just looks like she needed that break from social media. I think sometimes it can be so draining. What do I post? I'm not feeling creative today. All the pressure of the likes.
Or imagine reading all those comments that they get. Oh. Most of them aren't positive.
And Megan Thee Stallion went on like a nice, what, 18-month run where she was just the biggest force in hip-hop. So hip-hop's about to get really competitive again with Kendrick Lamar rolling out. You also got Nicki Minaj and now Tina Snow back in the game.
Yeah,
it's an exciting time to be in hip-hop.
Megan Thee Stallion's alter ego is Tina Snow, for those of you who didn't know that. All right, so Jennifer Lopez looks like she's leaving Miami. You know she lives in Miami. She's been there for quite some time. Now she's looking at schools in Los Angeles where Ben Affleck lives. So that means to
me, she's uprooting the whole family for Ben Affleck?
She's doing it. I think she's doing it for herself. And you said earlier, you know, oh my gosh, she can't be single. If she's in love, let her be. I can't judge. I mean, I've been married 3 times.
I just feel bad for her kids because, I mean, I know how hard it is to move from one school to another. And she's just doing it for hoping that the relationship works out.
Well, what can you live for if you can't hope? Think about it. Automatic, when you and I got married, I had already been married twice before.
Yeah, but that's like something you do like after maybe a couple of years, not within the first 3 months.
It doesn't matter when. When is right. When you feel like it's right, go for it.
And I'm sure her kids, when they're paying for all those psychiatrist visits later on in life, are gonna thank her mom.
Anyway,
they're gonna thank that Super Bowl performance for having the money to pay for them.
All right, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. She broke down, of course, the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The excerpts are out now, and she's explaining why she's leaving Kanye West.
He should have a wife that supports his every move and travels with him and does everything, and I can't. I feel like a failure. That it's like a third marriage. Yeah, I feel like a loser. But I can't even think about that. Like, I want to be happy.
Even if you are not a fan of Kim Kardashian or Kanye West or whatever, that's sad. And I assume that most people listening have been in a relationship where you're unhappy and you don't know how to get out of it. And then they got kids. Like, it's just sad all the way around.
And then you're breaking up with a diva. You're leaving a diva. That's hard. I didn't even know Kim was really married. I remember she was married in 2004 to some guy named Damian Thomas and then Chris Humphries and, of course, Kanye West.
That's what she's talking about. 3 marriages. I know what she's going through. I've been married twice before DJ Automatic. And you feel like a failure the first time. You definitely feel like a failure the second time. And then the world is judging you the entire time. So no matter what, I wish them both well. And I hope they're able to raise those kids happily together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today we're going to talk about new data that's confirming a baby boom that some doctors expected was actually a baby bust. That means we're not having enough babies here in America. Automatic Anthony, I was very concerned when I read this. Health departments in more than 24 states provided records showing a 7% drop in births since December. So we thought with the lockdown, there wasn't going to be a lot to do.
I thought everybody's going to be over like little bunnies.
Yeah. Didn't happen. The number of babies the average woman in the U.S. is expected to deliver has dropped from nearly 4 in the 1950s to less than 2 today.
Oof.
So the thing is, we think about it a little bit harder now. We're like, if I have 4 kids, that means I got to get 4 braces, 4 kids to college, 4. It's a lot.
That is a lot of way to look about it, too. But for me, right, as a man with no kids who's out in the dating field and dating these, you know, Gen Z and millennial women, they want to break through the glass ceiling. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to do that when you have a baby sucking on your chest.
It is very difficult when you're a mom.
I'm not trying to put it on women. And I know that even like women contraceptives come. It's like, you know, women go through a lot with all that stuff. But women want to be out in the workplace more. And just the scientific breakdown of it is you can't really be having a baby and doing all that stuff and being out working as much. Nor do they seem as
you
interested.
Can do it. It's just a lot of work.
Nor do they seem
say,
as
yeah,
interested.
There's
you
a lot of women who do
not
it.
In, not, not,
I do it every day.
Not
Damn,
in the
I'm
same
like,
way. No, but not in the same way. Not in the same way as if I was a guy to like knock up a chick. It's not the same thing for me. I'm still going to work just as much. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
And nobody's going to judge you.
So you feel like for you, wait, let me break this down because I think what you're saying is accurate. Now that you've got to the point after 5 million years, what you're saying is it's easier for you as a man to do as you please versus a woman who's judged and oh my gosh, you better stay home with your baby and that kind of thing.
Not judged. It's science. It's science. You have to go through the process of giving birth.
That doesn't matter. I can give birth and come back to work. I literally work till the day I have my daughter.
These women don't agree with that. The women I'm dating, the women who ain't having the kids. They're taking all the contraceptives they can to not have kids.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with that. What I just told you is the scientific reason. What you're saying doesn't add up to what the science right here says.
If men
women and men are thinking more about having children because we don't want to stretch our paychecks too thin. When you have 10 kids, it's harder to raise 10 kids. If you have one, it's a lot easier.
A lot
if you
cheaper,
have none,
yeah.
It's way cheaper. Two or less children is what Americans are having. The problem with that is that you need young people in the workforce to take care of the older people that have already worked. A prosperous country has to have young people. So we have Caitlin from our office in the studio right now. Caitlin, how old are you?
I am 26.
Do you have children?
No, I do not.
Do you plan on having kids?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
How have you already made up your mind that you're not going to have kids at 26?
So I babysit for a living. That's my thing. And I see a lot of kids don't get the love and attention that they need. And also another thing, one of my good friends was just saying the other day, oh, I want a baby. I want a child. And I was like, okay, are you ready for a sixth grader that doesn't fit in?
Oh.
Are you ready for a ninth grader who's going around hanging with all the boys or the girls?
Yeah.
Are you yourself emotionally prepared
to parent?
To parent. Not only have a baby,
but actually be a parent.
Parent. If you are not, don't have it.
So you don't think you'll ever be emotionally ready to have a baby?
I might adopt in a few years, maybe 10 years.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm at the point where I still don't know what I'm doing with my life. I have my cats. And, you know, I struggle to feed them sometimes. How am I going to feed a person?
This study is exactly, this is Caitlin. This is a society that is thinking more about the repercussions of having a child. Let me tell you something. Parenting doesn't end when your kid turns 18. You're a parent forever. And your kids are constantly going to ask you for advice, money, help. You are absolutely right. The problem with that is that if smarter people stop having children, our society hurts. We need young people in the workforce to take care of the older people.
And unfortunately, the smarter people aren't procreating.
No. You know who has a lot of kids? Immigrants have a lot of kids. And I'm not saying immigrants aren't smart. I'm just saying that that's the way it is. Automatic, how many children did your grandmother have?
11.
Okay, how many children did your mom have?
4.
How many kids do you have by your... Of course, we're together, we're married, but how many children do you have?
1.
Ooh.
And there you go. Mm-hmm. And your brother's not having any kids.
My brother Matt's with her. He's like, I'm not doing it. He's like, I just
too
don't
much
want...
Yeah, too much responsibility. He's seen.
He's like, I got nephews and nieces. I'm good.
Exactly. Yeah, we have two nephews and we're in love with it. We also are all about like breaking the cycle in my family. And
of having too many babies and not being able to take care of them.
And not being emotionally prepared to have those kids and then can't take care of them.
Well, that's a real thing. That is a real thing.
Give them the emotional support they need. And then they grow up needing emotional support.
And they pass that on to their kids.
It's just a cycle.
Well, I think you're a wonderful person. And I hope one day you decide to bring
She's going to have
in.
A baby someday.
I hope you contribute to society.
That clock will start ticking.
People like you to be parents.
Oh.
And less dummies.
God, you guys are out here casting babies on all of us. Stop it.
Little baby formula.
All right. Are you having kids? Yes or no? Tap in on the phone lines. And of course, follow us on social media so we can continue to convo.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The FDA has just approved what they call a weight loss drug that is a game changer. I've got big news today inside Hottest Hashtags. It's Tuesday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, aka the Vegan Friendly Essay.
Okay, so this hashtag is very serious. An Alabama resident by the name of Jason McIntosh had a gun taken away. He owned a gun. He was a cop. After a domestic violence charge in which he shot his wife, Megan, in her upper arm. Now, she had surgery. She left him. She filed a restraining order. She did everything she was supposed to do. 9 months later, the state gave him his gun back, and he shot Megan 3 times, killing her. Women whose abusers have access to guns are 5 times more likely to be shot and killed. McIntosh was charged with capital murder, punishable with the death penalty. He pleaded guilty to a reduced charge, so he got 30 years in prison. My message to you is that you've got to get away like she did and make sure that no matter what happens, she was in a public place when this man came up and said, hey, come talk to me. Don't ever leave with that person, ever. Now, there are questions because the state should have never given him his gun back in the first place.
I was going to say, isn't he a felon at that point and can't own a gun?
Yeah, they weren't supposed to give it back. So there's a lot of questionable actions, you know, actions here. I'll keep you updated on the story. But again, I really told the story because She did everything she was supposed to do, except when he came to her at that restaurant, she left with him. Don't do it, ladies. Don't do it. All right, now I'm going to talk about the weight loss drug that I talked about a little earlier. The FDA says this is a game changer for anyone who's suffering from obesity. It's the first time that the FDA has endorsed a treatment, a weight loss treatment in years. It's called Wegova or semaglutide. That's a generic form. It's been used as an anti-diabetic medication for years. But now we know that it's if it's prescribed a little differently, it is a powerful appetite suppressant. I know a lot of people that cannot lose weight or don't feel full. I'm one of those people. I never feel full.
So what, it's just a pill that you take and it just suppresses your appetite?
It just suppresses your appetite. That's why you gain weight. You eat too much. People are like, oh, I have this, I have that. No, it's because you're taking in more calories than you're burning. This could be a huge game changer for people who don't want the surgery.
You're really one of those people, Dana? What? You're one of those people who just can't get full?
I never get full. Oh, I stop eating because I'm like, that's enough.
Dana eats like a bird.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
She literally takes an hour to eat like four chicken nuggets.
Yeah, it takes you 65 minutes to eat a Caesar salad.
I love you guys saying that. I don't even eat Caesar salad. All right, and speaking of that, in food news, 2018, Elon Musk tweeted that he was going to open up an old school drive-in. Well, guess what they did earlier this week? Tesla filed a trademark application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for restaurant services. So I guess Elon Musk is opening a restaurant.
Nobody wants to eat Elon Musk food. Come on. Space food? What? I don't know.
I don't know, but I bet you there's going to be a line out the door.
And a line to the bathroom.
Ha, ha, ha. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Well, if you've seen the way his rockets explode, I'm not going to put that inside you. All right. You want to talk about Elon Musk? Let's take it back a little bit. Let's talk about National Jelly-Filled Donut Day, baby.
Oh, my gosh. I love jelly-filled donuts, the ones with, like, the strawberry stuff right in the middle.
Oh, man, I'm more of a fan of the Bavarian cream kind.
Oh, the eclair?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me that down.
Or no, the Boston cream one. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Put that
gosh.
In my mouth, baby.
That's what she said.
We're fatties. Okay.
It's also National Name Your Poison Day or Pick Your Poison Day, whatever it is. Tip your bartender, okay?
Hey, let me ask you something real quick. What's your favorite drink? I know yours.
I'm a tequila guy or vodka sometimes.
Anthony A.
Normal, I'll go Jameson and ginger.
Okay, mine is water because I'm driving these fools around. All right, what else?
We'll wrap it up on the people who, when you go over to their house, your Wi-Fi automatically connects. It's a National Best Friend Day.
Oh, my best friend. I think that's the best way to describe your best friend. Because you only give them a Wi-Fi password to people you actually like.
You really care about them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, the pandemic lockdown led to this big boom in the pet industry. But to be honest, it's not a good thing anymore. So I have that story coming up. But first, DJ Automatic, I know that you've been searching far and wide. You said it's pretty interesting.
Well, is it smart to have your kid on a vegan diet? A lot of people are doing this. So in case you missed it, a new study says that vegan children are shorter and have weaker bones than kids who eat meat.
What?
Yes, the vegan kids were over an inch shorter and their bones were a lot smaller, which could lead to fractures or osteoporosis. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Yes, okay. Osteoporosis, yes.
So the authors of the study say that you should be giving your kids B12 if they're on a vegan diet or even vitamin D, and that'll help reduce some of the long-term growth consequences. Personally, I'm a meat eater. I don't understand why you wouldn't be.
Well, too much meat, I believe.
Well, too much of anything is a bad thing.
Well, no, you're right. You're right. But think about, let's go back to our days as original man when we would wander the earth searching for food. Nobody ate five meals a day. Nobody ate meat every day. Meat was a luxury, right? You hunted, you ate it once in a while. So why can't we stick to that kind of thinking? Oh. That kind of eating, that kind of diet.
So you're saying
makes
like
sense.
We should do like nuts and vegetables and then every once in a while just have a...
Dana's asking for Americans to practice moderation.
Yeah.
And that there is impossible.
Did you see that they have a 40 nugget deal at McDonald's now? That's moderation.
Either way, the study says not enough protein is contributing to these children not growing enough.
It's going to make your kid weak.
Hey, take care of their diets. Give them what they need.
Oh, man. Would you like to get paid to burn some tree? No, for real. California Marijuana Delivery Service is hiring a paid intern for up to 3 months to review some product. The job pays $15 an hour. So, in case you missed it, if you're interested in applying, what you got to do is submit a writing sample or a video sample explaining why you're the perfect marijuana critic, okay? And you also have to be 21 or over.
Is that why you and Otto were in the back making that video? What y'all doing over there? I'm like, what are y'all doing in the back?
I was going to say, don't smoke before you do your video or write your statement.
It's never going to get done.
$15 an hour. Are you smoking marijuana for $15 an hour, taste testing and doing all that? Is this a good job or
do it for free.
Yeah, I know that's right.
They don't even need to pay anybody. All right. So in case you missed it, a lot of people were buying pets or adopting pets during the lockdown. I get it. Especially single people. Remember how lonely Anthony was for a minute? Like, it was hard. Yeah. He was staying in the studio all day long. I was like, what are you doing? I don't want to go home. So the thing is, all these furry family members were finally getting homes. Well, now that people are getting vaccinated, returning to work, and you got your social life, your Sunday fun day, folks are taking their pets back.
Oh.
They're returning dogs and cats in crazy numbers. Up to 40 pets are being returned daily. Every single day.
I wouldn't believe it had I not seen it myself. We have a friend that got two dogs during the pandemic, and she decided that they were not going to work out for her post-pandemic because they were too much work, which I openly shamed her about. I was like, how are you going to do that? How are you going to have two dogs and then all of a sudden you're just going to give them away? Well, how can you do that?
For our family, it took DJ Automatic, my daughter Stasia, and my little one Ava-matic a long time for them to convince me to get dogs. And the reason is because it is a commitment. Dogs are so wonderful. They bring so much joy into your life, and cats, but they are children that never grow up. And it's an everyday thing. It's not like, you know,
you gotta walk them, you gotta feed them, you gotta pick up after
balls,
them,
wash the poop and everything, and it sounds all fun when they're cute little puppies. And
yeah,
then, you know,
I understand. I could almost understand how like a single person would want to take back a dog or something like that, but you got to be a real jerk to take back a cat.
Cats barely any work.
You ain't gotta take care of a cat. It
takes care of itself. You like open itself. A can of food once a week.
It even covers its own poop.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, man. Come on, keep your pets. You made that commitment. They love you. Don't be like that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the worst feelings in the world is thinking you may have lost your engagement ring. And that's exactly what happened to this Colorado bride. She is begging for anyone to turn in the engagement ring that she lost because it was made with her grandmother's ashes.
What the fuck?
The woman's name is Lisa Vanosky. And while she was getting married, day of her wedding in Estes Park in Colorado, she set her engagement ring down. How many times have you done this, ladies? And she forgot about it until the photographer got there. She couldn't remember, did I put it near the sink? Did I pick it up? Did I take it to a room? And no one that was in the bridal party has any idea where the ring is. She says she trusts everybody there, so she really thinks she probably ended up dropping it. Now, of course, you're already sad when you lose something like this. That's incredible. The day you're getting married, but even worse, like I said, it was made with her Nana's ashes. So she is asking anyone, if you have any information, they're paying a $15,000 cash reward. No questions asked. Please turn a ring in. That's sad.
Yeah, but let's go find some gold. Let's help this lady get her ring and get some money.
I was going to say, I'm going through the drain right away.
We'll get her grandma back. My goodness.
Got buried twice.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, morbid.
Whoa. All right. Well, we'll keep the morbid content going. Actually, I got another bride story out in India. Recently, a bride died of a heart attack at her own wedding.
What?
Yeah, but the groom goes on to marry her sister.
What?
Right after at the same ceremony.
What?
On the same day?
On the same day. I'm not kidding
you. We're talking about a team player right there.
Oh, no. So, yes, unfortunately, the bride collapsed at her own wedding, and the groom went on by marrying her younger sister, which was approved by all families involved. They were actually discussing the terms of payment while the older sister's body was actually being carried away in a gurney.
This means that there was a dowry attached to this marriage, which means that the sisters were being basically sold. The sisters being sold to this man.
I love America.
God bless America. Whoa. For real.
Speaking of America, we're going to go to Texas. There was a woman in Texas arrested on Friday for posing as her 13-year-old daughter at her middle school. The 30-year-old said no one even noticed she wasn't her daughter until 7th period at the end of the school day. The woman claimed she did it as a social experiment to prove that the security at the school was lax. Of course, she had to film it and put it on her YouTube, but now she is facing charges of suspension and criminal trespassing.
Suspension? I don't get that. She's not enrolled in the first place. And criminal trespassing, that makes sense. She shouldn't have been there. 30-year-old hanging out with a bunch of middle school kids. That's just weird.
It's just for the clout, Dana. For the clout.
My thing is, why would anyone choose to go back to junior high? For what reason?
Oh, man. I remember I felt like at that time, Hot Cheetos kind of tasted better. And then also, that's when the doctor told me I was going to be tall. That's when he said I was going to be 6'4".
Liar! So.
That's the most awkward stage of your life. That is literally the worst period of my life. It's when you go through all your changes. It's, yeah, I would never want to go back to junior high.
And then Anthony A's doctor completely lied to him.
Yeah. 5'11". I haven't grown since middle school, dog.
It's a Dana Cortez show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic. The day is June 8th.
Today we got a big birthday. It is Kanye West's birthday. That don't kill me.
That man right there is a genius. He went from, you know, producer to artist himself, you know, at the forefront, rather, on the mic, rapping. And then now, one of the highest paid celebrities in the world, his brand Yeezy. He went from bankruptcy to $170 million is what that man earned last year.
He's worth $1 billion right now, and his company's worth $3 billion.
And he really is, at the end of the day, going to be one of the greatest artists that we've ever seen. I mean, you could just look and marvel at just his music career alone, from the accolades he has as a producer to a rapper, then Dana said the Yeezy. So shout out to Kanye West. I've been critical of him at times, but yeah, Kanye is, you know, one of the greatest artists of our generation.
All right, next we're going to 1984 when Orion Pictures releases Beat Street.
That's weird because we just talked about Breaking last week.
And we talked about this. This is the real one. This is the OG one. So people that were in it were actually Kool Herc, which is the man who came up with hip-hop, Dougie Fresh, Melly Mel, African Bambaataa, a lot of pioneers. It was directed by Stan Lathan. Do you know who Stan Lathan is, Anthony?
I do not know who Stan Lathan is. I do know who Kool Herc is, but not Stan Lathan.
Stan Lathan is the man who came up with Sesame Street. He came up with Miami Vice. He directs all of Dave Chappelle's comedy specials.
Sick.
I'm a big fan of his daughter, Sanaa Lathan, if you've ever watched the classic movie Brown Sugar. She's a beautiful woman.
Shout out to his son, Tendaji, who I've DJed with many, many times and is a very good dude.
I encourage all my TikTokers to go out and watch that. If you love dancing, this is like the origins of hip-hop dance movies.
Yes. It even had the classic battle between the New York City Breakers and the Rocksteady Crew. All my B-boys know what's up with that one.
Do your research.
Do your research. Go watch that movie. It's called Beat Street. All right, next we're going to 1990 when the owner of a record store in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, was arrested for selling 2 Live Crew albums.
Knew that 2 Live Crew was going to stand up against censorship and change the court system.
I mean, Luke is one of the most important people when it comes to your First Amendment rights.
Right.
He stood up for the right to say whatever you want to say on records.
He just defended the Constitution. That's it. If you want to sing Me So Horny, damn it, you can sing it.
All right, next we're going to 2016 when Ed Sheeran is sued for $20 million over a single photograph. So you can keep me inside the park. So the plaintiffs claim that their song, Amazing, was similar to the song structure of Photograph. Let's listen to this one. How did you find
me? You came out of nowhere. It's similar. He must have lost that suit, huh?
Yes, Sheeran settled for an undisclosed amount of money and gave them 18% of royalties to that record.
Hey, well, that's a win-win for everybody because I still love Ed Sheeran. He's still amazing.
I do too. Thief or not. The Dana Cortez
Show Podcast. Fun Dana Cortez Show fact, her and DJ Automatic have a daughter together. Aww. And Automatic just informed me that he was basically not allowed to pick the name of their daughter. But he has some names that he wished he would have got a say in. So let's talk about those names right now. Let's welcome you to Dude.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And how do we even get to this conversation about babies and names?
Well, because we're talking about earlier. Yeah.
The pros and cons of having a baby, and the full conversation is up on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, available on all streaming platforms. Well, that got us going back about the pros and cons that Automatic was talking about, a legacy and everything like that. And we started talking about baby names. And I've only thought, because I don't have any kids, I've only thought about what to name a boy.
And so I had only thought about what to name a boy up until I had a girl.
Okay, and now you're a father. So before I hear the names you wish your daughter would have had.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, what are you going to do? Break it down.
I'm going to have my fake boy names that I wish I would have been able to have.
Okay.
Because I love Ava's name. I don't want to like take anything away from my mom came up with the name. So I'm not trying to get in any trouble. Okay.
You love your daughter. Just wish you would have had a boy.
No. I thought we were going to have a boy, and I thought at some point I would have a boy in my life, but I'm okay with not having a boy at this point.
Okay, Automatic. So if you and Dana Cortez were to have a boy, and you were going to pick the names, what would the first name in the name bucket be?
The first name is going to be Nico.
Okay.
That was one. For some reason, when I was like 12 years old, I thought that was the coolest name of all time. Not Rico, Nico.
All right. Okay. I don't know about that one. Go ahead. Next one, DJ Automatic. Name number two in the name bucket of your future hypothetical son with Dana Cortez.
I'm going to have to go with Jaden.
Oh, okay. Jaden's pretty icy.
Because you get the shortness, the J.
Shortness, and it's very gender fluid, too.
I had a fake name when I used to work at the deck collection. My name was Jay at the deck collection agency. So I was like, I've got this weird thing with the name Jay.
Okay, all right, Automatic. And the third name you're putting into the name bucket for your hypothetical baby with Dana Cortez.
Karen.
Oh, for a guy.
No, not for a boy. I just had to bring this up. The reason why I said Karen is nobody's naming anybody Karen anymore.
Well, nobody wants
the name is dropped out of the top 100. I think the top 200 now. Uh-oh. So no, there's no little girls that are getting named Karen anymore. So I'm telling you right now, you go with the name Karen, and you know by the time she's old enough to know her name, this whole little fad with the Karen thing will be gone, and she'll be the only Karen out there.
Or she's gonna be a real Karen and complain why her name is Karen.
I need to speak to a manager.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The dead bride story being replaced by her sister at her own wedding has still got me tremendously creeped out.
Is it making you go, what the?
It would be funny if it wasn't so freaking sad. I almost said another word. But it's like no value when it comes to women. You said it, Automatic. You said that's how much they value women.
Well, I mean,
he's going to trade you in. Oh, you died. I'm going to get your sister in there.
Different cultures across the world have different values. And obviously in India, they don't value women.
Well, we can talk about India, but that's the case here, too. And just expressing.
Well,
different
I don't
ways.
Think it's anything like that. But it's definitely a different culture and it's definitely a different vibe over there.
I will say we're moving forward here in America.
And I think
correct.
America's. Has a long way to go, too, to understand like, the full sacrifices that women make, too. I recently just got into understanding, like, just how gnarly contraceptives are for women. Like
How dangerous they are.
Yeah, how dangerous they are.
And, they like, kill us.
The history of what women have gone through for that.
So I didn't realize that birth control gives women blood clots. And, then I read about the whole Johnson & Johnson thing, the vaccine thing, and how it was giving, you know, people blood clots. So they canceled it. I'm like, wait. So the pill's been giving these women blood clots for the last...
decades.
Yeah, 40, 50 years, and we haven't done anything about it?
And that's why I said America as well needs to step up its game when it comes to valuing women. All right, so keep listening. We got more Dana Cortez Show podcast right now. Keep it on.